What's up, everybody? This is Hush, a.k.a. How You Stop Him, and today is Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. Last left off with, will you ever find happiness? I gave you steps and ways to obtain that and, you know, the ins and outs of what it may entail. I think if you really listen to the last segment, you should get what you want. I don't really want to go back too much into it. So moving on, I want to take time to send my regards and my condolences to the young boy who was killed in the Bronx. What a vicious act. I want to send prayers and my love to the family. It was just a tragic thing. It's not something I could really stomach. Like, it was terrible. The stores closed that it happened in front of, and it, or whatever, they have brought the guys to justice. Our youth today, I don't know where they're going with it. Like, it's so sad. Like, when we were kids, you know, and just to, you know, narrow it down for you, I'm an 80s baby. When we were kids, I mean, we did some shit, boy, I tell you. And, you know, we weren't no angels either, but it's getting worse. And all jokes aside, it is getting worse. And I don't know, what can we do to make this shit better? I don't know. I don't want to blame it on parents that, you know, you have to work all the time. Some parents working two jobs, so they can't really keep an eye on these kids. You know, they're not really on the day-to-day with their kids. I don't know what's the reason. What's the lack of? You know, is it the school? Is it the neighborhood? You know, you could blame and point fingers any way you want, but something's got to give, because this is it's terrible. It's just terrible. And I just wanted to take a moment just to reflect on that and mention it, because it is a tragedy. And I'm so sorry this has happened. Like, for the family, just, you know, whoever they are, you know, however they are, whether they were good, whoever was his guardian, whether they were good guardians, subpar, don't matter. Like, it's still a tragedy, and I still feel for them. And whoever else is involved, like, that got hurt behind this, you know what I'm saying? And obviously it hasn't done a thing, because since then there's other violent acts going on, other shit has popped off. But I just wanted to take a moment to talk about that. Now, on that note, I want to say that obviously life is short, too short. So I may have said this in other segments, or maybe I went here before, but do what you feel, man. Like, I swear, I mean, you know, not if it hurts or hurts people, or, you know, I'm not telling you to do nothing ungodly. I mean, you're gonna do what you want to do, but that's not my message. My message is, like, for example, you know, again, I go to the gym, you know, we trying to live healthy lives so we can live longer. So things like alcohol, smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, eating fried food, junk food, McDonald's, whatever negative stuff is, you know, they say that is no good for you. The stuff I mentioned and whatever I didn't mention. I know, you know, it does make a difference if you leave these items alone, but you're gonna die anyway. I hate to sound harsh. You're gonna die. So we don't have to speed that up by excessive use of these products or overkill. But if you feel like you need a drink, whenever you need a drink, drink. I'm sorry if this is coming off as bad advice. You're gonna die anyway. I'm not talking about a pick up and start a habit that you haven't been doing already. I'm talking about the people who drink that feel, you know, they're trying something new. You know, let me not drink no more at all. That's great. You know, if you could do that, that's dope. But don't, you know, you could have a drink, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? The cigarettes, I don't want to sound biased when I say you can have a drink and then turn around and tell you never to smoke cigarettes. I really feel we should leave that alone as a whole. But fuck it. You know what I mean? I can't let the alcohol play and not let the cigarette play, I guess. I mean, maybe I can, but it's just not fair, some would probably say. I want us to leave cigarettes alone completely, but it is what it is. For my people who don't have city jobs or jobs where they have to take drug tests, smoke your weed, man. That I will probably put first out the three. Out of weed, cigarettes, and alcohol, if you do not have to take a drug test, if you don't have a city job, but you getting your paper, smoke some weed. I swear to God, I can't stress that enough, you know? Unfortunately, us city workers and drug tests, you know, subject to drug tests, folks, we don't have that luxury. But neither does it may. Now, as far as the eating, we can crack down on this a little more. There are things you can eat and ways around it. Where I still say eat a piece of chicken. If you want a fried chicken, you gotta have a piece of fried chicken. But what I'm saying is try to at least, you know, try to reroute the eating. Like, you know, if you're gonna nip anything in the butt out of everything I just mentioned, let the food be something you control at least. You know what I'm saying? I think you should tackle at least one end of this. So I'm out. God bless. People, stay safe. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.